Tim was shaking. He knew it was silly to be so nervous, but his nerves weren't listening to logic just at the moment. With a quick swipe of his palms over his pants to clear away the worst of the nervous sweat, he steeled himself. Big deep breath and just ring the bell, Tim. Just ring it. Push that little round button. Let them know you're here. Just... The door opened before he could bring himself to press the buzzer. She was perfect. Smiling eyes. And a gently mocking smirk that one eyebrow arched as if to ask him what he was doing just standing on the porch. Tim blushed. He could feel that blush, too. How it started low and built and built until it felt like his whole head was going to burst into embarrassed flames, and he thought he'd rather burst into flames on the spot than stand here, being smirked at and blushing. Oh God, she's perfect, he thought. Poised and composed, she invited Tim in. It was cool and dark inside after the harsh heat of midday. Tim could smell the lingering scent of incense in the air and could feel the sweet energy of the house melting some of his stress away. This place felt calm, felt like a good place to Tim's subconscious. Another deep breath, trying to blow the nerves away, and he turned to her. He had to swallow against sudden lust at the sight of her, backlit in the doorway. Her silhouette was a dream. Tim knew this wasn't a dream. He'd answered an ad online, someone looking for a submissive male to play games with. He'd put himself in this situation. It was as safe as something like this could possibly be. His best friend knew where he'd gone, who he was with, how long he thought he'd be there. He knew his phone would be ringing in an hour to check on him. His hostess knew he'd be getting that call. And yet still, the unknown gaped before him, and Tim was nervous. For more, visit my blog at fetishphonesexblog.com or give me a call at 800-601-7259 and ask for Harper.